Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Brandy M. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Friday, September 24, 2021. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page 86, first paragraph, when we retire at night reading only that one paragraph. Today's readers are Jess S. for the 12 steps, Yuan T. for the 12 traditions. Readers of the text are Julie E. B., Penny L. C., and Christina J. Alice G. and Betsy H. will be our newcomer reader and announcements. The reference numbers for Thursday, September 23rd, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 17799. That's 1,799. And for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern meeting, the reference ID was 17808. That's 17,808. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Jess H. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. My name is Jess S. from Wisconsin, compulsive overeater. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to serve.
Thank you. All right, I'll now ask Suan T. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Suan.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Suan T., recovered compulsive eater in Fresno, California. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to be of service in September. Have a great day.
Thank you, Sue N.T. All right. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive readers only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read in the Big Book. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we will resume our study of the Big Book on page 86, first paragraph, starting with when we retire at night, reading that one paragraph only. I will now ask Julie E.B. to begin reading. Good morning, Julie. Julie,
hi,
star one,
Julie
to
E.B., oh. Gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. When we retire at night, we constructively review our day. Were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do we owe an apology? Have we kept something to ourselves which should be discussed with another person at once? Were we kind and loving towards all? What could we have done better? Were we thinking of ourselves most of the time? Were we thinking of what we could do for others, of what we could pack into the stream of life? But we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. After making our review, we ask God's forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures should be taken. Well, I'm very grateful to be sharing on this paragraph. Doing the 11th step is a very important part for me of my recovery. I've done it at night. I do it often. I do it with partners through 11th step train that I'm on. And I so appreciate it because it gives me a chance to practice relating to other people, to get feedback, learn more about myself, and to keep me in this discipline. There's times that it works better for the person to do it in the morning. Some people write it off at night and share it in the morning. Some people just write it at night. But I love the word we in here. For me, we is always a word of hope, and we is always a chance to learn. And I love that this is constructively reviewing my day. What I used to do is brainstorm over my day, grouch over my day, run it through over and over and over again for the purpose of either blaming others or blaming myself. But either way, I would stay sore, as the Big Book says. So if there's something urgent to discuss, if there's something I've been hiding from myself and from other people, was I kind and loving towards all? For me, these aren't yes or no questions. For me, they're more like, oh, well, this happened here, but this not so much. And what could we have done better? There's always something to learn. These are all questions. These are all inquiries, but they're not like getting the third degree. They're not like the way I used to just pound myself like I knew the answer to everything. This is just a chance to open up the conversation. Why? Because if I'm going to drift into worry, remorse, and morbid reflection, I'll never forget one of our spiritual teachers on this line. I was sharing something, and it was still bothering me after my 10th step. I was texting them, and they wrote in all caps in my text, "You are in morbid reflection. That is limiting your usefulness." And then I said, "But this and this, this is morbid reflection. This will limit your usefulness." And I've never forgotten it, and it's true. And I made a mistake with that very same child this week. But instead of being in morbid reflection, I'm trying to be open, experiencing and feeling the pain that I caused, so that I might be willing that God might remove this character defect in God's time. So I simply ask God to forgive me today. Instead of just having forgiveness and kindness to others today, I have a higher power who wipes the slate clean and asks me what's next. What's my next thought or action? What's the corrective measure for next? That's not about shame. Kindly. That's not about being a horrible person. That's about what's next. Thanks for letting me share in the past.
Thank you for getting us started, Julie B. All right, so we'll now open the lines for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. Who would like to share on this paragraph?
Freya H.
Wendy B.
Christina J.
Freya, Wendy, Christina J.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O. Anyone else?
Mary G.
Take a couple more. You want to get in?
Teresa C.
Teresa
A.
Pardon me?
Kate H.
All right, so we'll go with that lineup. I'll tell you who I have. I have Freya H. I have Wendy. I didn't catch your last initial. Christina J. Kathleen O. Mary G. Teresa C. and Kate H. All right, good morning, Freya.
Good morning. Freya H., recovered compulsive eater bulimic in Colorado. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Could I? Okay. Just I always have to see if I successfully unmuted. I really wanted to share on this paragraph because it has not been easy for me. I have definitely not done this perfectly, and I still don't do it perfectly, but I have had an experience with it shows progress and shows the presence of my higher power. I used to read this paragraph and just see it as the what I did wrong list, and it was too painful, and so I just avoided it. I just didn't want to do it because it was like, well, how can I ever answer these questions to any kind of satisfaction? So I just can't bother. You know, why even bother? Because it's just failure. And over time, I became, you know, as I developed a relationship with my higher power that was more kind and loving, I was able to address these questions in a more kind and loving place. And especially that question, you know, what could we have done better? You know, that I used to just think that was a sentence that I failed because, well, obviously there are tons of things I could have done better. But I took this question into prayer and meditation and just let my higher power, you know, just offered it to my higher power. Like, God, what could I have done better? And instead of seeing it as a lot of the things that I failed to do, I really invited my higher power to show me, you know, God, show me, who do you want me to be? What is the role that you want me to play? What could I have done better? And it took on a totally different feeling. And I love the very last line. After making a review, we ask God's forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures should be taken. So there's this assumption that it's okay that that I need, you know, that I'm not perfect, because it's assuming that I'm asking for forgiveness and that there are corrective measures that should be taken, and they're not corrective in the sense that I failed and I'm bad and I have to fix it and atone for how bad I am, but it's corrective measures in God. It's like healing measures. And so I don't do this perfectly. It doesn't say anything about writing it down, so I don't write it down, but I really just let this process be between me and my higher power, and just trying to be open. Okay, God, what do you want to show me? And when I ask these questions, really, really offering them and just asking God to help me. So with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Freya H. All right. We'll next have Wendy. If you can just let us know your last initials, followed by Christina J. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And I just love my nightly review. So the line where it says, you know, we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection. And, you know, along with the word, it's a constructive review. You know, it keeps me focused on the positive aspects of my day. You know, I write out a gratitude list. I document what I did well. You know, when I saw growth and progress in my behavior, I write out where I saw God in my day, you know, answered prayers, changed awarenesses, you know, and the answer, you know, have I been kind and loving? I document, you know, where I fell short and the corrective measures so I don't repeat it. But I also write where I was kind and loving, where I let God's love flow through me to others. I also document where I was of service to others, you know, the calls I had, the meetings I did service on. You know, I also write down gems I heard in the meeting, you know, to help me reinforce my memory. And, you know, I try to take notes, you know, and I share my nightly reviews with my sponsor and with my sponsees, you know, as they share theirs with me. And, you know, we get to witness each other's growth and stay connected with each other and each other's lives, you know, and they become part of my God squad. And I just am very grateful for this tool of the nightly review. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Wendy B. All right, Christina J, followed by Kathleen O. Good morning, Christina J.
Good morning, Christina J. from the state of Washington this morning. gratefully recovered one day at a time. So for me, when I started this program, I began to learn about my food addiction and getting beat over the head with all the, I don't want to say beat, but having this pounded into me, this thing about my food addiction and all the disease voices and everything. I came into a state of awareness after many, many relapses of what those voices were, and I have neutrality around food. I can recognize those voices. And for me, step 10 and 11 are steps of awareness, more awareness on the spiritual recovery. If I don't brush my teeth every day, my teeth rot. If I don't brush my spiritual soul every day, my soul begins to get uncomfortable, and I begin to fall into those old habit patterns of self that I knew so well that ran my life. So this is why we do this. And when I was first in vision, I did not do this. I did not do 10 and 11. And slowly, my spiritual soul, after doing 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8, and 9, all the things I learned, I forgot. I forgot my judgmental character defect. I forgot my jealousies. I forgot about all those parts of myself that were rotting in me. And with this step and 10, I get to... stay aware. I get to stay aware. So this is why we do it. My 11 steps are not that exciting. They're pretty blah most of the time because I've already done some other cleanup during the day. And my second husband, who died of cancer, used to tell me, because we used to do prayers at his altar every day. He was three-quarters American Indian. And he said, I know you're not feeling this like the big Pentecostal church you used to go to where everybody yelled and screamed and jumped up and down in joy for God and all this. This is just something you do every day. And over time, you'll get the rewards of it. You just do it every day as an honoring to your higher self, to God, and to your fellow man. And it was a program of awareness that he was doing. He was doing his prayers every day, doing these same kind of questions. So I just do it. And if I don't do it, I feel it the next day. You know, this is a program that builds on itself, all the truths and the exercises we do and the truths we get from them keep us on the road to recovery, you know, spiritual progress, not perfection, never perfection. I'm not God. I can just work to be a better person. And this 10-11 really helps me to do that. So thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Christina J. All right, Kathleen O, followed by Mary G. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning. This is Kathleen O, recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California. You know, I don't think Bill was a spiritual guru or taught meditation, but, you know, step 11 is suggesting prayer and meditation. So we're given these suggestions on how to accomplish this. I mean, there's a lot of ways to meditate, but these are just some simple ways, suggestions on how to do it when we do it. You know, it's about, for me, quieting the mind and learning to be still. You know, meditation helps me find where that power inside me resides. And when I'm in conflict, I can ask my higher power for help to find peace. were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? So I'm human, and these are going to crop up. And you know, I need to watch for these because if I watch for them, my higher power can stop me from acting on them. You know, this is about taking the spirit into the day. And there's nothing better than having God's will in my life. You know, God's will isn't about what I want. It's about, you know, God's will is about what I need. And haven't we all had someone upset us or someone we've had judgment about in the last 24 hours, the last week? We're not human if we haven't. So it's about, you know, watching my behavior, growing in understanding and effectiveness. And this takes practice. It takes years of practice. You know, I knew I needed to be committed to this practice of prayer and meditation. It wasn't going to happen if I just tried it for 3 or 4 days and gave up. So it's really a lifetime. And the time I take to be quiet and ask these questions, it keeps me from being crazy in the head. You know, prayer and meditation is going to allow me to receive my higher powers of will and the power to carry that out. But if I don't follow these directions, what happens is my ego takes over. And that, trust me, never works out well. So, and truly, if I don't disconnect from my ego, I'm not going to get these promises that were promised. So, and I've also heard that if we can receive God's direction and the power to carry out God's will, that we have had a spiritual awakening. So, you know, every day I have two forces. I have God's will and my will. So looking at resentments, selfishness, dishonesty, fear in the evening is the perfect time of day because it's still fresh. Even though I'm doing a 10th step, there's usually something I've missed. And, you know, I can see if and how I'm living a spiritual life. And I'm never going to be perfect. So if I make this nightly review, I can daily know where I'm going and I'll see things I need to work on. You know, I'll wake up the next morning and start, I won't wake up the next morning and start, you know, with a crazy head. You know, I can wake up loving the moment and being present in the moment. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. All right. And next up, I have Mary G, followed by Teresa C. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, good morning. This is Mary G. from Chicago, Illinois. So I do my nightly review every night. I do write it down and I send it to my sponsor. It's just, I don't know, the way I do it. But I have to say, I haven't always done a nightly review. That's just the way my program was before. It's a lot different now. But I do have to say, it's good. It's so good and it's so helpful because I'm able to go through my day and notice all of those little God moments that would normally happen unnoticed, I guess is the way to say it. Just little things. And I don't know, for me, my God doesn't come very drastically. It's more of like a subtle, little bit of a subtleness. And sometimes I get wrapped up in the excitement of life, and I don't notice those subtle moments. But when I do quiet my mind at the end of the night, I see them, and it's awesome. I was on the phone with somebody this morning, and I was able to kind of like articulate a little moment during my day yesterday when I paused and I like acknowledged my higher power, and the thought left me, and I just carried on with the rest of my day. But I didn't notice that actually happened until I sat down at night and I, you know, thought about how the day went, and it was tied to like a resentment. And, you know, the first question is, you know, were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? So, for me, it's a good thing. I don't know. It helps me notice my higher power in my life. And isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what this whole program is about? It's about, you know, enlarging our spiritual life. And it's just another tool to help me do that. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Can't hear you, Brandy.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Oh, that's weird. Okay, anyway, sorry. So thank you, Mary G. We will now ask Teresa C. to share with us.
Hi, I'm Teresa C., compulsive overeater and food addict in New Jersey, recovered. Tenth step, this nightly review, has just been such a blessing for me. I've been in OA for a number of years, but I don't know, it was until I came to Visions, let's put it that way. I always felt like, yeah, just step 10 was just like, okay, let's see, how did today go? Were there any problems? And if I don't look at the questions specifically, I tend to think, oh, yeah, really, I didn't have a big fight with anybody. Everything's okay. But my sponsor in Visions introduced me to this nightly review, and I just think it's been so helpful for me because I really do want to be and stay recovered. And in order to do that, I really need to continue to look for these things in my life and recognize them when they come up, because these are the things just can start out as the littlest little, like, oh, well, is that a resentment or it's not a resentment? I just kind of feel, but lately I've just decided if I feel any discomfort, you can bet that I'm going to do a 10th step on it. I'm going to really try. And then this nightly review really helps me to look at it. And I can't tell you how many times I've gotten to the nightly review and say, you know, was I resentful? Oh, you know, I was, and I didn't do a 10 step on that. So I really need to do that. And then I get down to the thing where, have you shared something with someone? And it's like, well, no, I actually didn't, but I am going to do a 10 step and I am going to share it with somebody. And then the latter part of it, when it talks about, oh, could I have done better? So that's a good reminder for me. And that's what I take it as. I don't take it as something that's negative, especially even the beginning ones, because it's really, I have to search these out. And these are human feelings. I'm going to feel them, you know, maybe not every day of my life, but it's just human to feel them. So I need to recognize it and take care of it. And then later on when it says, you know, have I been thinking, you know, have I been selfish? And then what did I do for others, you know? And that's just so helpful for me, because so many times I just say, well, I didn't really do anything. But, you know, I did, because now I'm working with sponsees. And I think even the times when I just connect with my neighbors to just say hello, how are you? To me, that's still reaching out. And when I put all these things together, you know, if I help someone or I did shopping for someone or whatever it is, just really helps boost me in knowing that I am trying to live this, you know, live this program and share it with others. So thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you. All right, so next up we have Katie H., but before we have Katie H. share with us, I'm going to tell everyone where we're at. So we are on page 86 in the big book, first paragraph. When we retire at night, reading only that one paragraph, and so after Katie H., we'll open up the lines again. So good morning, Kate.
Good morning. My name is Kate H., compulsive overeater. Grateful to be able to share on this paragraph today. I sometimes have it's not easy for me to share. So when I feel like I don't want to, that's when I know I need to. So that's why I wanted to jump in. Then this really is a perfect, really perfect paragraph for me. I recently started with a new sponsor who has me send her a 10th step every night. Asking these questions, and it's not so easy for me to do. I don't know, you know, why. Maybe it's I don't want to reflect back. Maybe it's, you know, too time consuming. Not really sure, but I try to, and I find myself sometimes, you know, not wanting to admit, you know, oh, I was resentful, or I was selfish or dishonest. So that's, you know, something else for me to explore. And, you know, I also like not just looking at, you know, if we were resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid, but, you know, what did we do good today? You know, what have we done for others? So that there's, you know, also, you know, positive things, you know, that we can reflect on. Were we kind and loving toward all? So that's a reminder that, you know, that's how I would like to aspire to be. And then where I also like where it says, you know, not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. Again, a reminder for me that, you know, I want to seek to be useful to others. I always want to pack something positive into somebody else's day. So this paragraph is a good reminder for me. Thank you for letting me share, and I will mute and pass to the next person. Thanks.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. All right, so we're going to open the lines again. Who would like to share on this paragraph?
Diane B.
Diane B.
Veronica B.
Sherry K. B.
Veronica. Sherry K. B. Anyone else?
Sophie V.
Pardon me?
Sophie V.
Sophie V.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And anyone else want to share on this paragraph?
Maggie M.
Maggie M. All right, so we'll go with that. So I'll tell you who I have. I have Donna B., Veronica, and it's your last initial, so just share it with us. Sherry K. B., Sophie Z., and Maggie M. All right, good morning, Diane B.
Good morning. This is Diane B. from Southern California, and grateful to be on the line, grateful for all those who give service so that we can have this lovely meeting. Okay, so in my big book, next to this paragraph, I have, as long as I'm thinking about me, I can't be happy. So this is a path to happiness that we're on. And for me, a lot of times I think about what I've taught, what I've been taught in at church about God, and that is that deathbed repentance doesn't work. And as I work this program, I can see more and more why that doesn't work, because it takes so long to change and to become a more godlike person. And so these little tools that that Bill has laid out in this book help us on a daily basis, little tiny steps at a time, to make the change that we need to in this life, that we're given this opportunity in this life to change and become less self-centered and more service-oriented towards others. And so the nightly review, I have to start with just calming down and reading some kind of a spiritual book. And then I have to, it helps me to be on a 10-step train where I'm truly looking at and searching for things that I'm resentful at, or things that I'm afraid of, or just being grateful, just making the grateful gratitude list. So I'm just really grateful for this program as I'm learning to be more loving and kind with those around me so that I can be happy. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Veronica. If you can give us your last initial, that'd be great.
Hi, good morning. I'm Veronica B., a compulsive overeater in Los Angeles, and thank you for your service this morning. This paragraph for me consists of 10 questions that I specifically ask myself every night, and it's a practice that I do, and I've been doing for a long time. And at first, I typed out the questions on a piece of paper. I actually typed it out. I said, number one, where was I resentful today? Two, where was I selfish today? I added the word today to every single question for me, because that's like how I learn, right? Like, I have to ask myself, okay, what could I have done better today? Was I thinking of mostly others today? And by doing this practice, it's a practice. It comes to working part of me. This is kind of like being spiritually accountable. It's like, you know, program has taught me how to be accountable, right? And before program, I was very selfish, self-centered, and I was a victim. I came from a victim perspective. I thought everybody was doing things to me on purpose. I thought everything was about me. I thought people were thinking about me all the time. They were judging me all the time. You know, nobody was thinking about me. People were thinking about themselves, you know, but I made everything about me. And the 12 steps, and this step specifically tells me to ask myself these questions every night to see where was I selfish? Where was I dishonest? Because I have an addict mind. So I'm always going to, you know, think that if I don't stay spiritually fit, I'm going to think people are doing things to me and I'm going to be a victim. And when I get in victim mode or in self-pity, that makes me, I am not useful to others when I'm in that kind of state of mind. Oh, they did that to me. Poor me, poor me. You know, so this practice helps me stay accountable. It helps me stay responsible for my recovery. It helps me become more of an adult, more mature, less sensitive. It helps me see where, you know, I've used my character defects to block me from God. And, you know, step 11 has really transformed my recovery. I really value my quiet time today, really value my quiet time today. If I have an opportunity for it to be quiet, I'd be quiet. In the car, I prefer it to be quiet than have music on. You know, mornings are my favorite time because it's so quiet. I'm so grateful. You know, and in that quiet time is where I get to connect with God, and I get to ask God to help me. I get to ask, you know, my favorite prayers are, God, help me, and God, save me from being angry, you know, because, you know, today I get to live life on life's term, And I'm so grateful. And thank you all for being here. Thank you. That I pass.
Thank you, Veronica. All right, next up we have Sherry KV, followed by Sophie. Good morning, Sherry.
Oh, I thought Veronica was, okay, sorry about that. Hi, Sherry. Good morning. This is Sherry KV in Northern California. Very grateful, recovering compulsive career. Thanks so much for your service, Brandy, and everybody on the line. Welcome, newcomers. Definitely, I love this. I do this every day. I'm also on a 11-step nightly review, and I've been doing this every day for like 4.5 years. And it's, you know, when I first heard about doing this way, I heard, you know, did I want to spiritually change my life? And to me, doing this work like this, staying in the steps, doing this 11-step nightly review, definitely changes me spiritually because I get to look at my behavior every day. And it's not, you know, I'm on the West Coast and there's some people on the East Coast that I do this with. And so it just depends on what time of day. And it says when we retire at night. So whenever that happens, that's just what I want to put that out there. So this is roughly what I do. I say, dear God, please help me view my day and my thinking. Please grant me the willingness to see what you'd have me see and the light you'd have me see it. Free me from morbid reflection, from fear, obsessive guilt, and dishonesty, and any buildup of human emotion, and I fill in the blank with whatever's going on that day with whoever or a bunch of people. And then I ask God to review my thinking. That's one of the most important things that I found in doing the nightly review is look at my thinking. You know, and that's just really important for me. So I ask to look at it to see where I've been, you know, any selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, afraid. I also ask God to enable me to set aside everything I think I know for an open mind and a new God experience, and please help me see the truth. And then I go into where was I selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, or afraid. That way I can check to see if I've left out anything from my 10-step nightly reviews. And then I go through all of that with my partner and just go through that. And then I note if there was anything that any prayers that I need to say, and I have different prayers that I use. I keep this on my phone, and it's wonderful because I can just look at it and go through it pretty quickly. And I always say, bless me, change me, bless me, and heal me, because I'm usually the one that's involved in something. I ask if I've kept something to myself that I need to discuss with another person. I ask myself, was I kind and loving toward all in thought and towards myself? What could I have done better? And I check in with that, like, what could I have done better? Was I kind and loving my heart? Did I roll my eyes? Did I have a temper tantrum within? Any inward judging? I ask myself if I got triggered today. And I'm getting really close. Oh, okay. So it's 5 seconds. Okay, anyhow, I just want to say quickly, ask where is I of service and to guide, to program, to the world, to myself and family, and I go through that too. And then I end with a prayer. Thank you, Pat.
Oh, thank you, Sherry. All right, next up we have Sophie. Good morning, Sophie.
Hi, good morning. Sophie Z in Montreal, Canada. Yeah, this is a great paragraph, a great practice. I am also on a step train, and I found that it helps me get out of my head, get out of myself, get out of the negativity. You know, before I was in program, everything was like, you know, they did to me, they did to me, they did to me. And now today, can be my side of the street clean and helping me to realize my shortcomings and work on them. I recently heard a lecture that talked about self-esteem and growth. And, you know, for me, I was searching for a long time. I was religious, grew up in a religious background, but just like performing it robotically, I had that spiritual void. And that's why I ate. And today, because I have purpose, because I am growing spiritually with the help of the 12 steps, and of course only with the help of my higher power, I am able to feel like a human, as before I was just like, you know, existing, not living. So I'm grateful to be in this place. It doesn't mean that everybody's rosy, but I go through it for my review. And I do my prayers in the morning. And I also, I think that it's great, you know, to be part of the step train because I, it holds me accountable. And, you know, like I need that because as an addict, I'm compulsive with everything. And I can get busy with a lot of things and not really a lot of things that will bring me nowhere. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but so I'm grateful to be here and I'm grateful to hear this today because it's what I needed to hear. So that's it. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophie and my fellow Canadian. All right, Maggie M., let's take us out for the day. Good morning, Maggie.
Hi, this is Maggie M., real compulsive overeater. I'm so happy to be live with you guys today. I'm based out of Los Angeles, and I've never been able to attend the live meetings because they're early and I've been at work, and so I've just been listening to the recordings for the past 2 months, but I can't tell you guys enough how much these 2 months have meant to me. This program has taken my entire life to a level I never thought possible. I worked the 12 steps in another program and didn't experience real recovery because I was still in the food, and particularly I was still compulsively exercising. And so all of the restlessness, irritability, discontentedness stayed with me, and now that's slowly slipping away. So I've heard a lot of things that have been just so helpful to me in this meeting alone. I'm realizing that every time I did the nightly review, it was like somebody said, it was a list of things that I did wrong. And I dreaded it because I would just use it to tear myself apart. And I don't think that's how it's intended to work for us. So I'm really looking forward to connecting further with my higher power and to using this in a different way. I'm looking forward to actually being part of the herd and not just listening to recordings, listening from the sidelines. I'm really happy to be with you guys today, and I just wanted to claim my seat. And thank you all so much for being here. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Maggie, and thank you everyone who shared today. So we'll now proceed with the closing, with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. I'll now ask Penny L.C. to read a vision for you. Good morning, Penny.
Star thank one. You, Brandy. Thank you. Yes, thank you for your service. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And this is a vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.